Okay, let's begin to relax. Just simply allow your body to start to relax. Begin with your feet. We're going to work our way up your body, all the way to your head. That's right. Just allow yourself to relax. Feel your feet relaxing more and more. Let all of your tension and stress out. And just let them relax. And as you do, feel the relaxation moving upward. Upward from your feet to your calves, allowing your calves to relax. That's right. Feel them relaxing now. More and more with every word. Just listening to my voice and allowing yourself to relax. Your feet, your calves, your thighs, allowing them to all become so very, very comfortable and relaxed. There is no need to move them. There's no need to do anything. Let all of your stress just slide away as you focus on my voice and just simply relax. Your feet, your calves, your thighs, your waist. Feel them all relaxing a little more. Relaxing as you listen to my voice and allow it to guide you down towards a nice, deep trance. Your feet, your calves, your thighs, your hips, your stomach, just letting them all relax more and more completely, focusing only on my voice as you allow yourself to relax further and further, deeper and deeper. Your feet, your calves, your thighs, your hips, your stomach, your chest, just letting everything relax. So very, very comfortable. Allowing the relaxation to flow through your body. To allow yourself to relax as completely as you possibly can. That's right. Just let yourself relax. Your feet, your calves, your thighs, your hips, your stomach, your chest, your shoulders, all of them feeling so very, very relaxed. Relaxing more and more deeply as you listen to my voice and just let go and relax. Your feet, your calves, your thighs, your hips, your stomach, your chest, your shoulders, your arms and hands. Feel your entire body relaxing so very, very deeply. Feel your body relax and just let go. Let go of everything. Let yourself relax so very, very deeply. It feels so good to relax like this, to let your body relax so completely. Your feet, your calves, your thighs, your hips, your stomach, your chest, your shoulders, arms, hands, neck, face. Let every inch of your body relax. Relax as I guide you down. Guide you down into a nice, deep, comfortable trance. Feel yourself getting as comfortable as you possibly can. There is no need to move unless you become uncomfortable, in which case you can comfortably shift without waking up, just allowing your movement to deepen your relaxation and let you go further and further. And now I'm going to count you down. Down from 10 to 1. Each number taking you a little deeper into trance. Each number taking you a little further. Guiding your mind down so very, very deep. 10. Just relaxing and letting go. Letting go of the outside world. There is no need to do anything. To do anything but relax. To do anything but relax and let go. Letting my voice guide you. Carrying you down deeper and deeper. 9. So very, very relaxed. There is no need to do anything. There's no need to pay any attention to the outside world. It is becoming less and less important as you allow my voice to guide you. Guide you down deeper and deeper into trance. 8. Already so very relaxed. Already your mind so deep. Just focusing on my voice and letting go. Letting go of everything else. Allowing yourself to go deeper and deeper still. 7. So very, very deeply relaxed. There is no need to worry about anything else. Just let your mind go. Let it follow my voice. Let the rest of the world just slip away. Feel it becoming less and less important. 6. Halfway there and going deeper. Letting your mind just be carried along by my voice. Every number taking you a little deeper, a little more relaxed, a little further from the rest of the world. All you really want to do is listen to my voice and relax. 5. So very, very relaxed. Letting go of everything. There is no need to do anything but listen to my voice. There is no need to do anything but let my voice guide you. Guide you down into this wonderful trance. 4. Deeper and deeper still. Just letting my voice carry you down. Further and further. Further from the conscious world. Your subconscious mind. Focused completely on my voice. While your conscious mind just simply takes a break. 3. Already so very, very deeply relaxed. Just listening and letting go. Letting go of everything else. 2. So very wonderfully relaxed. We're almost at the bottom now. Almost to a state of total wonderful relaxation. It feels so good to relax like this. To let my words bring you here. To let my words take you down so very, very deep. To allow your mind to focus on my voice and only my voice. And to put the rest of the world aside. 1. So very, very deep. so wonderfully relaxed. There is nothing else here, just my voice guiding you on a journey. That's right, guiding you on a journey. And now I'm going to say a phrase. It's a simple phrase. The phrase is, you are on lockdown. That's right. That's the phrase. Let the words sink into your mind. Absorb them. And as you do, imagine that the moment you hear those words, your sexuality goes on to complete lockdown. A lockdown more powerful even than a chastity device can provide. Imagine it as if, no matter what you were trying to do, you would be able to receive even the slightest bit of sexual pleasure. It is as if nothing at all can arouse you. No amount of doing anything will arouse you. Porn will not arouse you. Touching yourself will not only not arouse you, but you'll find it almost as impossible as getting aroused. You'll find that any time you try to touch yourself in any manner that is even vaguely sexual, you just simply fail to achieve it. You can touch yourself. All you'll do is feel your genitals. They'll be there, but there will be nothing sexual about it. Your sexuality itself is on lockdown. You have no sexual desires whatsoever. That's right, none. Nothing can turn you on. No one can turn you on. Whatever it is that you desire most, that pushes your buttons the hardest, even if it's being controlled like this, will have no effect on you. You will just simply not receive any pleasure from it. Yes, you could touch yourself, but you'll find masturbation pointless. There's no pleasure in it. You get nothing out of it. Nothing at all. You feel your hand touching a piece of meat, touching something vaguely disturbing. There is no pleasure there. Imagine the most unappetizing, unsexual thing you can imagine. Imagine something that could not possibly arouse you, something you don't enjoy at all, or perhaps something so mundane that it couldn't possibly result in arousal. These are the kinds of thoughts that will go through your head any time you even think about becoming aroused. The concept will still be there in your mind. You'll still be aware that you can become aroused. You will just know that you are on lockdown, and that until your lockdown ends, there's nothing you can do about it. You have nothing you can do to arouse yourself. Your genitals are just pieces of flesh. You touch them, they mean nothing to you. You'll immediately find any attempt at masturbation feels utterly pointless and void in purpose, and so you'll stop almost as soon as you start. In fact, you'll have no interest in your genitals whatsoever. They're useless to you. They're meaningless. There is no arousal in anything that you do. Imagine yourself brought to a state where absolutely nothing can arouse you. This is what is happening to you. Your sexuality has been placed on lockdown, and you will not become aroused until the lockdown is over. Now, right now, lockdown will last for 24 hours. 24 hours from the time you hear you are on lockdown. You will, in fact, find yourself making a note of the time, making a note of it, and immediately knowing when you will be released from your lockdown. Unfortunately, if you hear the phrase again, your new lockdown time will start from that moment. So if you heard lockdown at 4 p.m. and then again at 4 a.m., your lockdown would continue until the following 4 a.m. You can be triggered. As often as somebody wants to trigger you, you can be kept in lockdown indefinitely. But once the 24 hours are over, all of your sexual desires, all of your sexual cravings will return fully and normally. You will once again be able to become aroused. But that will only happen after you are off lockdown. While you're on lockdown, nothing will arouse you. There is no thought that will bring you even the slightest bit of arousal. In fact, you'll find yourself uninterested in becoming aroused. There's no point in it. It can't happen. It can't happen, so why bother? There's no point in masturbation, so why attempt it? There's nothing that will happen. You will feel no pleasure whatsoever. Doesn't matter what form it is. You can enjoy things that you like. You can enjoy your life. You can enjoy foods you enjoy. But you will receive no sexual gratification from anything that you do. No matter what it is that you may enjoy, it will be as if all of your arousal has been shut off completely and remains shut off for 24 hours from the last time you hear that you are on lockdown. That's right. That's how long it will last, and your mind will keep track of it. Your conscious mind may make note of it just because there may be a part of you that wants to get off of lockdown, but your subconscious will always know exactly when you are allowed to come off lockdown. It will know it, and it will respond accordingly, and you will go off lockdown when it's time for you to go off lockdown, and not a second before. Your subconscious mind will pay attention to the time with perfect clarity. Your subconscious mind can do this because it does control your body. It's the same part of you that controls your breathing, that controls every little part of your body. It can easily keep track of a little bit of time. It already does. It already does. And now it's going to keep track of these 24 hours. And at the end of them, you will go off of lockdown and you will be able to become aroused once again. But only if you are not triggered again. These triggers simply last from 24 hours from the last trigger until you receive the next one. It is a simple rule. Your subconscious mind knows it. Your subconscious mind obeys it with perfect clarity. It is simply how things are. You chose to listen to this. You chose to allow it to be possible. And now that you have, it is possible. It is happening. There is no way out of this. Once you are on lockdown, you remain on lockdown until it ends. That's right. These are the rules. These are the rules, and you accepted them the moment you started listening. Some part of your mind accepted these rules, and now they will be obeyed. They will be obeyed as perfectly as possible. They will be obeyed until lockdown ends. That is simply how it is and how it is going to be. And you will find yourself coming back to this file, listening as often as you need to, until the trigger works perfectly each and every time. You will find the file works so wonderfully well that there is no way around it or out of it. You accepted it when you began listening, and this is your new reality. This is what you chose when you began to listen, and this is precisely what will happen. And now it is time. Time for you to wake back up. You will awaken on the count of five, refreshed and awake. One, waking up. Two, more and more awake. Three, closer and closer. Four, almost there. Five, awaken, refreshed and awake, and I hope you enjoyed.